You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Immigration New Zealand announced that it may begin to cancel and refund individuals who have applied for residency. The government says that there are over 50,000 applications to be processed, including student, visitor and work visas. I spoke to immigration lawyer Ali Fleming about the process and what this may mean for the individuals involved. To start, I asked her to briefly explain the current situation with visa application refunds.
Yesterday, Immigration New Zealand announced that they are going to scrap 50,000 temporary visa applications from people who are outside of New Zealand. So these are applications that were submitted before 10th of August 2020 and a small number that were submitted after 10th of August 2020 from people who are outside of New Zealand. And people affected are those who applied for visitor visas, student visas and work visas.
So specifically, how many people is this affecting? How much money is it going to cost the government?
I'm not sure how much it's going to cost the government, but they're going to have to refund a whole range of fees that were associated with each visa application. They also didn't release information how many people were affected. They only released information saying that there were 50,000 applications affected. So for some of those applications, there could be more than one person affected. For others, it could relate only to one individual. So it's hard for us to tell.
So what exactly is the application process? How do people get rejected?
All right, so this is not going to be rejection. What they're going to do is they're going to say, we're going to make these applications expire. So they're not rejecting them. They're just saying, we're going to treat them as if they were never lodged and we're going to give you back the money that you paid to Immigration New Zealand.
You've said before that the refund process is a disaster waiting to happen. Could you please elaborate on that?
Well, first of all, Immigration New Zealand had very little notice that this was going to happen. I believe they found out on the same day as everyone else that this decision has been made. So far they haven't planned as to how they're going to process these refunds. And it's going to be a disaster because they're going to have to contact the individuals in respect of those applications and find out to whom the money needs to be refunded. And sometimes that will involve, you know, getting people to fill in certain forms, coming back to them. And then, of course, having the resources to process these refunds. We know that Immigration New Zealand is struggling with the number of staff that they have.
How specifically, then, will this impact the people who will receive refunds?
So it's going to take a long time, I believe, for them to get the money back. And then, of course, many people have been negatively affected because they wanted their application to be looked at. They didn't want their applications to expire. And also, many people have paid fees, you know, to get immigration advice, and they've also paid for medicals or police certificates. So they've incurred a lot of expenses to do with their applications, not just the application fee that Immigration New Zealand's refunding. So many people will be worse off.
Yeah, so especially those who still want their visa to be processed and kept in the system.
Yep.
What's going to happen to them?
Well, I'm afraid they're going to be treated the way the government's decided that their wishes are not going to be listened to. Their applications are going to be binned. And whether they like it or not, that's what the government's decided.
Do you think that this process and what's going to happen because of it will impact people's willingness to come to New Zealand in the future after border restrictions are lifted?
It may leave, a bit of taste in some people's mouth, so to speak, because clearly it's, you know, not a positive experience. But I think overall New Zealand will rebound. We have an excellent reputation as a beautiful country and a great destination. But it certainly will make other people think twice because this obviously has been would be a negative experience.
How exactly would you improve upon this system? What would you change about it?
I think if the Immigration New Zealand are more transparent about how they're going to handle it and provide a realistic time frame to people, so managing people's expectations is really important, as opposed to all they intend to do is to send people an email telling them that they will get a refund. but I think they need to have something more constructive in place, letting people know how long it realistically it's going to take to get their money back and what the process is going to involve. You know, whether they're going to be sent a special form to sign and return, and without providing that form, they won't be able to get their refund. You know, just some transparency and clear timeframes would be great.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.